Parsha Shmini this year coincides with Parshas Para. And it's interesting to try to find the correlation between Shmini and Parshas Para. One thing we do know is that Parshas Para and the whole Indian of Paraduma is the Kapara Chazal Sefer the Chet Ha'Ego. Tavo Imo Skaneach Tzayas Bina. We find, if you take a look at Rashi and Chazal, in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, that the Karbonos which are brought, the Yom HaShmini for the Chanukah Samishkan, were as well very busy with the Indian of Kapara for the Chet Ha'Egel, specifically for Aaron HaKohen's involvement in the Chet Ha'Egel. And that's something which in Mitzvah Shem we can explore. This idea that on the one hand, that it would seem that Aaron HaKohen did his best, and he was certainly B'Shem Shemayim, in trying to prevent Klal Yisrael from being Osek in the Chet Ha'Egel. Yet we find that he needs Kapara, and even Misas Shnei B'nei Aaron, Oz B'Navihu, seem to be attributed to his involvement in the Chet Ha'Egel. So exactly Aaron's participation, so to speak, if we could even say such a thing, in the Chet Ha'Egel is something which needs to be explained to Siyata D'Shmaya. In fact, the Medrash goes so far as to say in the Psikta Zutrasa that the Indian of Paraduma as well, which was brought by Elazar and not by Aharon, was in order to be machape for Aaron for the Chet Ha'Egel. So it's very heavy, the amount of attention and time which is given in regards to Aaron HaKohen and the Chet Ha'Egel. So to open up the sugya slightly, let's begin with the words of the Toldos Yitzhak, one of the Rishonim. He explains that when Aaron HaKohen was presented by the Erev Rav to be involved, to participate in the Chet Ha'Egel, and this is based on a Medrash, he had the following cheshbon. And he explains that later on in history, Divrei HaYamim brings this, the story of Zechariah HaNavi, and the Gemara goes at length to explain the results of this assassination, the death of Zechariah HaNavi, who warned them about Chorban Beis HaMikdash and about the Averis which they were doing, that he was killed by Yoash and his men. And it was a very, very grave day, and a very dark einish was given on that day, because, as the Gemara explains, a Navi and a Kohen, which he was both, was killed on the same day. And Aaron HaKohen, he knew about this yesod, that if a Navi and a Kohen would be killed, assassinated on the same day, it would be a gzeiras klaya of destruction against Bnei Israel. And now that he had seen that Hur was already killed by the Erev Rav in the Ma'aseh Egel, and Hur was a Navi, and Aaron himself was a Kohen, he was afraid that if they were to kill Aaron, meaning if he were to be Meiser Nefesh into the fire, in the same way that Hur was, that would be a Gzeiras Kilayon against Bnei Israel. And he did not want that to happen. So Memela, he involved himself in the Egel, although he wasn't truly involved, because he did not want the Gzeira of Navi B'Chalim B'Yayim Echad to be in his time in Klai Yisrael. So it was completely the Shem Shemayim. And he explains it to the Tzitzit that he was not afraid to give up his life. He would have done so happily, if that's the Ratzon Hashem. But he made this cheshbon. But he concludes and he writes, he says, and he opens with this question, I understand that a chatas has to be brought because of his involvement, but Ma'aseh, why was an Ola brought, which is a kapara for Machshava, for Hirhur? So he explains that this cheshbon needed a kapara. So he writes, "Ba'ayil tziva la'ayil the siba shechata b'machshava, that there was a chet in machshava. Shechashav shehaya yoisera sheyahargu mishavdu egal. This cheshbon, which he made about Kohen v'Navi, was did not and should not have taken priority over the chet ha'egal. He should have allowed himself to be killed in order to save Klai Yisrael from doing the egal. But then the question is that okay? So maybe the cheshbon was not a good cheshbon, and he should have thrown himself into the fire. But then they perhaps would have done the egel anyways. So now they would have killed the Navi B'Kohen and would have done the egel. But Al-Kapanim, that's something which we need to address. These are the words of the Toldos Yitzhak. The Arizal takes this one step further. And he connects two sugyas in the Torah, Kedarko B'Kodesh. And he writes that Aaron is associated with Haran, the brother of Avraham. And we know there was another brother of Avraham, his name was Nachor, and Hur was associated with him. The only difference between Haran and Aharon is the added Aleph, And Chur versus Nachor is the Adinun. This explains that there's Gilguli Neshamas going on here. And the Ari writes in the Kutei Torah, Parshas Kisisa, Haran was a Gilgul of Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon was Ovid of Avodah Zarah, and so was Haran. And in order to be Masakin this, he had to come back as Aaron HaKohen. V'haya tzarech Aaron leharig. Aaron should have been Moisir Nefesh, kisha amar leha'er v'avlas ha'segel. So the Arizal strengthens that which the Toldos Yitzchak says, that Aaron HaKohen was meant to die at the hands of the Erev Rav, rather than to do the Egel. Hayale limser nefesh lemisa, v'hu loy asakin, he didn't do so. Why didn't he do so? Because he had cheshbin. Ki ra chur zavuch lefanav, he saw that already chur had given up his life. Because Adam HaRishon was also present in the neshama of chur. And chur was not chur. And savar Aaron ki dai b'harigas chur. So Aaron had a whole cheshbin al pi gilgul neshamas, that it wasn't necessary for him to have to give up his life as well. That once there was chur, who was a kapara for Nachar, for Adam HaRishon, for Aaron, who was Haran, was not necessary. What's interesting, though, to add is that Haran already gave up his life. Doesn't Chazal tell us that Aaron was given the task of either jumping into the furnace or denouncing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he jumped to the Kivshan Aish, and Chor had made a deal, so to speak, that if Aaron emerges alive, I'm a chassid of Avram, and if not, then not, and Avram did, and he jumped in, and he was killed in the Kivshan Aish. So, what's interesting is that Aaron HaKohen was brought down here to die al-Kiddush Hashem, but didn't he really die al-Kiddush Hashem as Haran? Unless you'll say that something was missing in the mysterious nefesh of Haran, which is perhaps why he died. Like the Sfarim ask and they answer that perhaps it wasn't completely l'shem Shemayim, because he made a whole cheshbin. But that's hard to say, because once Haran already proclaimed that he was a chassid of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham went into the Kivshan Aish and was saved. So certainly, Api Chassidus, you know, Dai Zechus HaRebi Lahatzel HaChassid. Once he's a Chassid of the Rebbe, and he says, I'm a Chassid of Avraham Avinu, of the Admor, so then how come that's Chus? It's not Matzel Haran. So we have the Toldos Yitzchak, we have the Arizal. And to try to better understand this ending of Aaron HaKohen, and what we see from the Tzadikim is that his place was to be in the Eish of the Erev Rav, in that Eish, right? Even Mizbayach Lefanav, that Chur was thrown into that Eish, onto that Mizbayach, into that fire from which the eagle came from, and Aaron should have done the same. Where do we see a similar cheshbon in history? That Aaron was confronted with a very difficult decision to make, to go into the fire, or risk the eternity of the Jewish people, the Gezeiras Klayim. We find the same cheshbon in Avraham Avinu. By the Kivshan Eish, Avraham Avinu was the one and only Echad HaYavram, and the death of Avraham Avinu would have been meant, for all intents and purposes at that time, the end of Kiddush Shem Shemayim of the world. I mean, it was Avraham against the world, Avraham Ha'Ivri. Yet he threw himself into the Kivshan Ha'esh above all cheshbonos, and once again he did so by the Akedah. By the Akedah, we find that Avraham was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put his sign on the Mizbeach, which would mean the end, not just of his son, it would have been a tremendous blow to Avraham Avinu's life, but a blow to the entire 100 years of working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by telling the world that you don't offer children on the Mizbeach, there's no Moilech, there's only one God, and he's a loving and kind God, and Avraham is the Omer HaChesed, and Oilem Chesed Yibana, and Rav Chesed, and he's teaching the whole world about Hashem's Chesed, Chesed and Ava. And here he's going to go ahead and he's going to put his son onto the Mizbeach, which is the ultimate Achzarius. What would that have meant for Avraham as an individual, but for his mission in the world? I would have reversed everything and undone everything that he worked for. Yet Avraham Avinu was Mekayimit, as was Yitzchak, by throwing themselves into the Kivshan Eish, literally. Yitzchak threw himself onto the Mizbeach. And this is an Indian of Paraduma, really what Paraduma represents. And that's what we find that Avram and Yitzchak are called Paraduma. Avram Avinu says, V'anoichi afar va'efer. Chazal say, where do you see that Avram is efer? Because he threw himself into the Kivshan Eish. And Chazal speak about the afar of Yitzchak, tzavar la Mizbeach, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the efer of Yitzchak, the ash of Yitzchak, Avram and Yitzchak are both called Efer. This is the secret of Efer Para. Because paraduma is not just a mitzvah. It represents a mahalach in avodas Hashem, which is what the Torah outlines. Para aduma means that a person has to see himself as if he's like adam, like he's full of dinim, and he needs to be mamtik himself. Tamima, he has to go and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tamimas and not ask any cheshbins. Asher ein ba mum, he can't have any averis. But asher le ala ala oil, but he has to see himself as if not once in his life he was ever makabel malchus shemayim properly, and he has nothing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't ask questions about what did I do in a previous lifetime, what have I done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this lifetime, aduma tamima means you go by tamimas. Like it says about paraduma, that it's a chayk. There's no question when it comes to paraduma. And there was an Indian that Aaron HaKohen should have looked up to Avram Avinu and to Yitzhak, but when it came to that moment of Kiddush Hashem, like the Gemara says, Ein Chachma v'ein Tuna v'ein Eitz in the Negen Hashem. When it comes to Kiddush Shemayim, especially Barabim, you don't make any cheshbonos, and you throw yourself into the Kivshin Eivsh, even though it means the continuum of Klal Yisrael, which it did by Avram and Yitzhak. What was going to be after that? There was not going to be a Yaakov. There was not going to be anything if there's going to be no Yitzhak. But Avram Avinu, he didn't look into the future, didn't look into the past, didn't make any cheshbonos. He said, Hineni paradu matmima asher im b'mum asher lo yaleha ol. And that was the task of Aaron HaKohen at the time, to be that paraduma. And although he had good cheshbonos about Chur and about himself as Haran and what's going to be the fate of the Jewish people, the Indian is, you throw yourself into the kivshin. That's what's being asked of you. Like the Rebbe says, Hayala leharik. And the fact that he did the Igah would have been worse than the Gzeiras Ki Lion. Although it doesn't seem so, Api Seichel. That's what the Toldos Yitzchak says. And perhaps you can go so far as to say as follows. Yes, we're saying that Avram and Yitzchak represent the Efer. But did they actually die? Did Avram Mamish become Efer? Obviously not. He didn't die. Yet Avram says about himself, Hineni Afar Ve'efer. Yitzhak too, there's a musa called Afro Shal Yitzhak. Did he become ash on the Mizbeach? Of course not. But there's still the Afro Shal Yitzhak. And it could be as follows, that had Aaron HaKohen gone into this Eish, Vayivim Mizbeach Lefanav, onto the Eish of this Mizbeach that they made, the Erevah for the eagle, Aaron too would have come out alive. That's a big chiddush to say. And perhaps the reason why is as follows. And this goes back to trying to understand the Indian of Haran, which we spoke about before. Is it right that Haran should have died? He was a chassid of Avraham Avinu. Shouldn't that be higher than all the cheshbonos? So Nir Lani has directly to say as follows, that be'emes, Haran was given a choice in the Kivshin Ha'ish. You can either live or you could die. You can live because you're a chassid of Avraham. But if you want to die, you're going to be doing a bit chassid. Why? Because the fact that Avraham Avinu threw himself into the Kivshin Ha'ish and he came out alive was not yet the completion of the Kiddush Hashem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. Why? Because in the door there were leitzim, the people who made fun and they mocked and they scoffed and they questioned. And Avraham came out of the Kivshin Ha'ish. Maybe it wasn't a real Ha'ish. Maybe it was just Achiza Seinayim. Maybe it was just a type of a Kishuv. Maybe it wasn't a real Ha'ish at all. The fact that Haran was thrown into the Eish and he was consumed by the fire gave validity and solidified the Kiddush Hashem of Avraham Avinu. And that was a choice that was given to Haran Lani Yastaiti in that Eish. You can either come out alive because you're a chassid of Avraham, or you can give up your life. And you can silence all of the scoffers and all of the critics who were going to say that it wasn't a complete Shem Shemayim, and he gave up his life. And he was Zeche from that to become Aaron HaKohen. He was given the letter Aleph. Aleph is the letter of Shtika. There's no Havara with the letter Aleph. It's a silent letter. He was given the Aleph because he was Mashtik. He silenced all of the critics of Avraham Avinu. So Aaron could have come out alive, but he chose not to in order to complete the Kiddush Hashem. And it could be as well that when it came to the union of the Chet HaEgel, there was Aaron and there was Chur. Chur went in and he was killed by the Eish. So everybody had seen already that this was a real Eish. Now had Aaron gone into the fire and he would have come out alive, that would have been the completion of the Kiddush Hashem. Because it's certainly a real fire. There's no Achizah Sinai. That was already proven by Chur. Now for Aaron to come out alive, Imagine the Kiddush Hashem which would have been made. And that's perhaps what the Tolis Tzitzchok means, and the Arizal means, Hayelo Lehirahig, means that he would have died in the Kiddush Hashem age, but he would have had Tchias Hamesa. It would have been the Afra Shel Aaron. He would have been Mekayim the Inyan of Paraduma, which means that even though you don't have to become Mamish Efer to be Efer. And that would have ended the Chet HaEgel. That in the same way that Eliyahu Navi, when he brought down that fire in the Shemayim Bahar Karma, and everybody said, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, and all there were 400 Nevi HaBaal, they gave it all up right away because they saw that this was not a Chizus Einam, this was the truth. So too, Aaron HaKohen, had he gone into the Kivshan HaEsh of the Egel, and he would have come out alive. So that would have put an end to the entire Chet HaEgel. That's why he should have gone in. Like Avram Avinu and like Yitzhak, because he had Chur to complete the Kiddush Hashem, he would have come out alive, and then there would have been Efer Aaron HaKohen as well. With this, we can explain, going back to our questions, the inyan of Aaron's involvement in the Chet HaEgel, and perhaps why it is that Nadav and Avihu and the death of Nadav and Avihu was a kapara for Aaron HaKohen, but even more so the paraduma is a kapara for Aaron HaKohen. Like the Psikta Zutrusa had said, the Psikta had said that Yovo Elazar V'yechaper al Aaron v'maisa Egel. The paraduma is a kapara not just beklalius for the Chet HaEgel, but for Aaron HaKohen's involvement in the Chet HaEgel. And the reason why is, as we explained, because Aaron HaKohen was being asked at the time to be Mekayim, the Inyan in Avodas Hashem, what Paraduma represents. Chukach HaKach, the Gzeir HaGzeir, you don't ask any questions. Aaron Yitzchak had a lot of questions. But they were Mekayim in between us, and they saw that going into the Kivshan HaEsh, that was the solution, and that was the answer of becoming Efer to everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. And although Aaron made a lot of cheshbonos, had he looked to Avram and Yitzchak as to what to do and to go into the fire, that would have been a king of paraduma. So mameila tavo paraduma v'chaper al ma'aseh ha'egel. And Nadav and Avihu, of course, they were killed in that fire. Meaning that since Aaron Cohen did not go into that fire, so this was the fire that Aaron Cohen should have gone into, because he didn't, they went in his place. Vayidim Aharon. Now Aaron understood. Of course, Vayidim is the silence of Aaron HaKohen. That's the Aleph which we spoke about before. But there's a Medrash Pliya which says the following thing. It says, Vayidim Aharon, Aaron was silent. So Chazal say, the Medrash says, Mahayil Elohashif. It sounds like he had something to say and he stayed quiet. So the Medrash says that he could have said the following Pasuk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have a Taina. Bayayim Hashmini Yimol Basar Alasai. And on the eighth day, you have to have a bris milah, which is Parshas Tazria, the next week's Parsha. Of course, it's a Medrash Pliya. It's very hard to understand. So Aaron could have said this to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't. What would that have meant? Vayim Hashmini Imo Basar Alasai. So perhaps you could say as follows. The whole inyan of bris milah is the fact that a Yid is willing to give up his life for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, Malikat L'Kula, Malikat L'Palga. What if he's willing to give up his Aver? He's willing to give up his entire self. That's what bris milah represents. We're here to give up our life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the reason why a Yid doesn't need to give up his life actually in this world, although we're here to be Ma'aser Nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we don't have to actually give up our life, because the bris milah already demonstrates our conviction and our readiness to do whatever it takes for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's choysim on us. It's part of us. It's the mahus of a Yid because of his milah that he's willing to give up his life. We already have given up our life before. Why do we have to give up our life again? A second time. And what was going through the mind of Aaron HaKohen with the death of Nadav and Avihu was that he had a lot of kashas why Nadav and Avihu would have to die. The same kashas which he had by the Egel. Says, didn't already Chur give up his life? Didn't I already give up my life as Haran? I give up my life already. He had kashas. But this time Aaron HaKohen, he stayed quiet. Vayidim Aharon. Aaron HaKohen was quiet. He didn't say Uvayim Hashmini Mo Basar Alasai. I mean, he didn't say the inyan of what bris milah represents, which is I've already done this before. We've already been here, done that. No, Aaron HaKohen was silent. And with this, he was misaking the cheshbon which he made at the time of the Egel. And these cheshbonos are marim is perhaps the gematria in the pasuk. Bayom hashmini yimol besar alasay. So again, we're dealing here with Chur and Aram. That was by the eagle. We're dealing now with Nadav and Avihu. And originally, we were dealing with Avram and Haran. And all these things were present at the time of the eagle, and again with the death of Nadav and Avihu. Yet, Vayil Mahar, and Aram was silent. But he had these cheshbonot, Bayom hashmini yimol besar alasay. So, Bayoim Hashmin is gematria Chur and Aram. Yimol is gematria Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu. Basar is gematria Avraham Haran. And Arlaso is Haran with the Milui plus Nadav and Avihu. So all of these cheshbonos, all of these people are marumas in every word of the pasuk. Bayoim Hashmin mo besar alasay to show the cheshbon Aran HaKohen in the inyan of Ma'aseh Yigal and the inyan of Parodi. What we see from here, most importantly, is a mahalach in Avodas Hashem. There's a mahalach called paradigma. Paradigma means that a yid doesn't ask questions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's mekayemet betamimas with the shleimas. And when a yid does that, he emulates Avraham and Yitzchak. And this is the chayk, chukah chakach tigzer gzarati, a paradigma in the life of a Jew.